You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists, the true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
Get that vibe, Steve?
What's that?
He's mad about the pee story?
He just seems
not happy about it. Like, he thought maybe I was a better person than that or something. And now he's realizing that I'm just a piece of shit. Somehow just now? Yeah.
Well, yeah. So we're on our beer episode.
Wait, do we? Have we been on this whole time?
Not the whole time, but we're on.
Okay.
Yes, people know that you like to pee on things now. Mainly people's drinks when they piss you the fuck off.
Hey, you know what? It just seemed like the right thing to do.
No, like I said, I don't mess with people's food as a joke.
Right.
You piss me off, then it's whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I won't grab your sandwich and put something on it just so when you bite into it, it tastes bad.
Yeah.
You know, like, as a joke, that's off limits to me. I will not fuck with your food. I won't fuck with your drinks.
Right.
Because I don't want that shit done to me. I take my food very seriously.
Yeah. So I shouldn't have put that used condom in Brendan's taco?
No.
He didn't even notice it.
No, he was hungry. He just ate the whole thing. He's like, this taco's chewy.
Whatever, man.
It's chewy and salty. What the fuck?
Still good, though.
But I enjoyed it. So, we have got a beer here. Let me reach for the bottle. This is a Three Floyds, which I'm very excited to try because I have yet to try a Three Floyds. I'm pretty sure I haven't tried them yet, but they've been on my radar because we can't get them here.
Why
in St. Louis? They don't distribute down here.
Bunch of dicks. Why? Why are they not?
It's just the way it is, bro. They don't have anybody to come. I guess they just don't ship it down here because they're in Indiana, but they're up by Chicago. They're like
right
there on the border. So if anybody else out there that knows anything about Three Floyds is they do a lot of collaboration with metal bands.
Yeah.
So at one point they had a beer with Cannibal Corpse and it was instead of the song they have Hammered Smash Face.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the beer was Amber Smashed Face. So it was an amber.
Ah, I get it.
They did one with Obituary called Hopped in Half. They did one with Skeleton Witch last year before maybe. I think that one was called Red Death Sour, which I'm pretty disappointing on not being able to try that because I love sours. So, like I said, they've been on the radar for me. I've been wanting to try them. I've been wanting to go up there because it's not too far for us. It's probably a 4 or 5 hour drive.
Didn't you just go up to Chicago? No, it's Kansas City.
Yeah, I went to Kansas City. But when Mike was in, was he in Louisville? I think he was in Louisville. He picked it up for. He actually sent me a text and showed a picture.
So they ship it down to Louisville, which is further away.
I think he was in Louisville. He was there in Indianapolis. It was one of the two, but I think he was in Louisville.
Wait, Louisville's in Kentucky.
Right. But I think that's where he was. But yeah, they ship it down there, but we don't get them here in St. Louis. It's all distributing for some reason. Who knows? I'm sure they want to be down here. Why wouldn't you want to be?
Maybe they don't. Maybe they have something against St. Louis.
They might. So he sent me a picture of this. And
what's this one called?
I don't know. I can't fucking read it. Something funeral.
Give it to Brendan. Yeah. He reads everything.
I don't know how to read it.
But it's a collaboration with Pig Destroyer. If you know who that is.
Permanent Funeral?
It's hard to read. It's like the logo's crazy.
Let me see.
Yeah, permanent I think it's
Funeral.
Permanent Funeral. Pig Destroyer. Collaboration.
Funeral Ale.
Yes.
Pale Ale.
Pale Ale? I'm going to try it here.
Where does it say Pale Ale? Oh, Pale Ale. Gotcha.
There it is. So yeah, Mike took a picture of that and showed me because he saw the Pig Destroyer on there. And I was like, dude, I need that. So he picked it up for me and brought it back. And I've been saving it for this episode.
You want me to read their description?
Yeah, go ahead.
The wolf inside the pale ale is trying to walk upright. This bright and aromatic beer was brewed with our friends in the band Pig Destroyer. Is there something I don't know about Wolves Pig Destroyer?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I listen to them. I don't know if they have a fascination with wolves. I don't know.
What's this logo with the skulls and the wings?
Let me see it. I don't know. I can't. I don't know. That might just be their, like, little logo for them, maybe.
Looks like company. Avenged Sevenfold logo.
I don't know. Hoppy. Oh, wow. Holy God shit.
Damn it. Is it? Seriously?
Yeah. I kind of figured they made hoppy beers, but it's...
Well, just by smelling it...
Holy like, fuck, is this, like, spicy?
It smells like a fucking grapefruit, first of all.
Well...
Is this even beer?
It might not be. Might be wolf piss. Might be karma to come back and get you.
It might be my piss. I forgot.
Oh, I pissed in this bottle.
Forgot I pissed in Three Floyd's brewing tank when I went there.
What do you think, Brennan?
It does taste like grapefruit juice.
Grapefruit juice? Yeah. Well, I guess.
Yeah, it's super acidic tasting.
It doesn't say that in there that they use grapefruit or nothing anywhere? Like, I guess not in the description. No,
there's just a wolf inside.
Well, maybe this is what wolf piss tastes like.
Could be. Could be.
Ooh, yeah, it's hoppy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not undrinkable for me, but it's going to... Sorry, I just ate. Now I'm all... Voice is all goddamn flimmy.
You drunk already?
I'm fucking... Yeah, what's the alcohol content in this? If it's... Only 5.5, or I'm smashing that bottle where Brendan said.
I'll be there, Brendan.
10.5?
Whoa, 10.5?
That's what this says.
Where the fuck do you... Doesn't it have to legally be on their bottle?
It might be.
I thought it did.
It'll say it somewhere on that bottle.
On the website, it says ABV 10.5%, IBU 100.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Is it 10. what?
It says 10.5%.
This is a fucking man beer. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it is. Man.
There ain't nothing left in there, Travis. Oh, I guess
there is some. Fucker.
Well, all right. I can deal with 10%. You know, but I would rather it be hoppy like this on a 10% than be a 10% that just tasted all alcohol. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, I've had that before.
You could probably hide some of the alcohol taste.
And the hoppiness. And I'll take that over.
And the grapefruit.
Yeah.
And whatever gay shit's in there.
Ooh. This is 2018. You can't say that.
Oh, I meant.
Yeah, you gotta think of something else to say. Our stats are dropping right. I'm watching our downloads just disappear because of that comment.
You know what?
You hurt too many people's feelings.
I'm just
right there. We are PC.
It's like
all
my,
the time.
It's like when my. You know, it's like when my old grandma used to say the N-word. She wasn't saying it to be mean.
Right.
That's just what people said.
Right.
You know?
No, and I've said that before with the word gay. I use it a lot because that was when we grew up.
Yeah.
When you're like, it's fucking gay. And I don't mean that it's homosexual. I just mean it's stupid or it's just another slang.
But you can't do that.
No. I know, because people are like, you can't say that.
What do you think of like our daughter's generation, so we have daughters that are about the same age, 9 or 10. Jesus. What do you think that they say now that they won't be able to say in 20-something years?
I don't know, because everything I can think of is fucking you can't say it.
No, soon they won't be able to say, like, male or female or...
Oh, yeah, you won't be able to say... You can't... How dare you identify gender? How dare you?
It'll be something like that.
Yeah. That's why I go in the girls' bathroom now.
Well, if you go to Target, you can go whichever one you want to now. Do you know that?
I'm glad you told me that, because I'm going in the women's from here on out.
You can say,
"What's up, bitches?
I identify as female today. I'm going to go in there."
That's right.
And they'll let you do it.
I mean, I do sit down when I pee.
I do most of the time, too, but I'm just keeping my options open. I may want to shit. I may not feel like it initially.
But it might happen.
But
right.
Then you're like, oh, I kind of shit.
Yeah, you know what? That makes sense.
Then you're already sitting down.
Because that makes sense, because you know when you're standing in a urinal...
Yeah.
And you're pissing, and all of a sudden you gotta take a crap, and you're like, oh, man, you can't just turn around and shit into the urinal like Brendan does. You know? Yeah. You had to go into a fucking stall, then you just look like a weirdo.
Yeah.
So, I get it.
So, yeah, I sit down all the time.
I was joking, but that's fucking weird.
Is it gay, Steve?
Oh, man. I wonder how many people are upsetting right now.
I like gay people.
I have no problem with them. I don't care.
I wish more of them would move to my neighborhood because they keep their shit straight. Looks good.
Right. Yeah, I can see that.
I've got a gay couple down the street. Man, their yard looks perfect. Got flowers everywhere. Looks beautiful.
Looks nice.
Do you know how much my value of my home would go up?
Oh, yeah.
If just all gay people lived on my street?
Yeah, because everything...
They'd think I was just trash.
Yeah, they'd push you out. They'd push you out of the fucking neighborhood.
This guy.
Was trash.
What a slob.
They're we got to get this fucking guy gone out of here.
Yeah.
Calling the city on you all the time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway. No. Well, that got a little political there. Sorry, guys.
Nah. The funny thing is we're not political at all.
Try to stay away from it.
I do too. I just don't give a fuck about politics. I don't care about being PC because I am not a PC person. I just don't fucking care. I mean, you know.
Other people care.
I guess.
You gotta care about other people.
Why do I have to care about other people?
Because we're all human.
It's like the same thing I told John. The guy I work with,
you're
painter.
You're black. I don't like you.
Yes.
You told him.
The guy I work with, my painter, I prep all his cars for him. He's a black dude. I told him, I don't hate anybody because of the color of their skin. I hate them for who they are as a person.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what you look like. But how you act and how you present yourself, that determines on if I hate you or not.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is the way I am. I would never use, like, oh, well, that guy's, he's black. I don't like him just because of color skin. I don't fucking care.
Right.
We all are different fucking shades. Who cares? It's how do you present yourself? How do you act? How do you contribute to society? Whatever, anything.
Yeah.
That's when I decide if I hate you. And I can usually, I'm usually pretty good at picking up on, one thing I do pride myself, I'm pretty good at judge a character. Yeah. Now, from time to time, I do drop it. Like, for you, for instance, you're just a turd, and I thought you weren't when I met you, but now I realize it's...
Really?
Yeah.
I thought I was, like, some...
Nice guy. You're an asshole. But it's too late. I just can't... This isn't Facebook. I can't unfriend you. You know what I'm saying? Stuck with you.
He just keeps showing up at your house?
Yeah, he's like a fucking stray dog. I fed him, and now he won't leave. No, but I'm usually pretty good at pinpointing...
Yeah. I'm the same way, too. Whether it's right or wrong, it takes me about a minute of listening to you for me to decide. You fall in one of two groups. It's black or white for me. Not literally, but
right.
It's either
bad timing.
You're cool. I'll hang out with you. Or, nah, I don't really care about you. I don't want nothing to do with you. I just, whatever.
Right.
Not that I hate you.
Right. But
I couldn't be friends with you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, I get that.
So you fall into one of those two groups.
Totally get that. It might take me more than a minute. I'm not a complete asshole.
Yeah.
But
no,
it's a pretty short amount of time.
Sometimes it takes me like 5 seconds.
No, I agree with you. There is times like that, but it's like I am usually very good at after talking to you, having just a 5-minute conversation, that I'm like, this person's a complete fucking douchebag. Or I'm like, oh, this guy's cool.
There's just some people you meet, you're not even in the same. Are we in the same universe together? Do we exist?
You know, and that's like I said this on a previous episode. We talked about, like, people approaching me and talking to me, or if I'm in a room.
Yeah.
Like, in a classroom setting, and people just want to kind of talk. I'd prefer you not to talk to me, because I guarantee I have nothing in common with you. So I don't want to waste time pretending like we're going to be friendly. I would just prefer just to leave me alone. When I go to a metal show, anybody can walk up to me and talk to me, because guess what? We obviously have something in common because we're all here.
Right.
But that's about the only setting I can think of where if someone walks up to me that I'm okay with it. Anywhere else, I'm always like, I am very short. People come up and be like, ooh, because I'm usually in my own world. So initially when someone says something to me, I hear and I acknowledge that they talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't comprehend what they said because I don't expect to be talked to. So my first initial thing out of my mouth is, what?
Huh?
Yeah, I'm very, huh? And then they'll repeat it, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
But that's usually how my day goes.
I'm sure I come off as a complete douche, but it's just like, right. Dude, I don't know, that's just me.
So yesterday, this doesn't have too much to do. It does a little bit have to do with this. But so I told you, just for shits and grins, we went up in the arch yesterday, me, the wife, and the kid.
Oh, yeah, you said you were going to go do that.
Yeah, so we went up in the arch. Did that thing, and then we went to the old courthouse just because my daughter asked me what was in there, and I honestly didn't know. So I think it'd been in there, but it was probably like 20-something years ago, you know?
Right.
So we went in the old courthouse, and I said, let's go to Graffiti Wall. So Graffiti Wall, for those people not around St. Louis, is a wall that's probably about half a mile long and about 10 to 12 feet tall. I guess some kind of flood wall down there.
That's what I would imagine it is.
Yeah. And so not just local artists, but people from around the country come down there to tag that wall.
Right.
And they do these murals that take up the whole wall. They'll do something that's 10 feet tall and like 20 feet wide, you know? And I think they even have like a little convention thing down there once or twice a year where people mm-hmm. come throughout the country to
tag it. And
yeah, to put art on this wall. And you can do it too, you know? If you want to be a dick, you could tag over their awesome artwork, you know, which a lot of people do, you know?
Well, probably afterwards, yeah.
Right.
After it's been sitting for a while, someone's got to go down there and put their shit on it.
Yeah, like Crips rule.
Right.
some gang stuff or something, you know?
Right.
Anyway, so it's a sketchy area. It's industrial.
Right.
No one really has any business being down there other than looking at the wall. Or unless you work at that cement factory. Or the pump house, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So no one has any business being down there. So we're driving, and this car comes up behind me, and it's like an 88 Cadillac DeVille or something, you know?
Right.
It's got all tinted windows, big rims, you know?
Oh, shit.
Whatever. And I'm going real slow because I'm looking at the wall, and they're not. And so I kind of, like, pull over a little bit and let them go around. They just go straight around.
Right.
Didn't think anything of it. So we keep looking at the wall, and we're driving, and here comes that Cadillac, old Cadillac, coming back towards us.
Right.
And they slow down. When we meet, they slow down and roll down their window.
Oh, fuck.
And at this point, my wife freaks out. Don't roll down your window. Just keep going. And the nice guy, this is how nice of a guy I am. I act like an asshole. I pretend I'm an asshole, but I'm really nice. If you're like,
right,
hey, will you lend me $20 or will you help me do that? I'll help you do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I just say shit just to say shit.
Right.
Nothing I say on here is real.
Right. I know.
But
we're about pretty much, let me explain to the audience, we are sheep in wolves' clothing.
Yeah.
We act badass.
Except Brendan.
Except for Brendan. Give him candy.
Yeah. So they stop rolling down their windows. My wife's freaking out. Don't roll down your window. Bye. So what do? I stop and roll down the window.
Oh, fuck no. I'd have been like,
and all I did,
not even looking. Yeah. Just kept driving straight.
And we rolled down the window. You know, it wasn't like there's four gang members in there.
Right.
It was like an older, it was a black dude.
Right.
But he was probably like 50-something. And he's with his wife, presumably, or another lady. And he just asked me where, like, so-and-so park is. I was like, no, man, I sure don't know. He's like, okay, thanks. And
just drove off.
But I was like, I would just feel like an asshole. You know, maybe he's going to shoot me in my face and steal my wallet.
Right.
But I just feel like an asshole if I just kept driving with the windows
You'd rather die in a violent crime than
look like a dick.
Than look like a dick and drive off. Honey, this has to happen. This is how I go out. This is how I go out.
At least I went out being nice.
Right. Well, you know, I get it.
What would you do?
Drove the fuck off. I do it all the time.
Brendan, what would you do?
I don't know.
I couldn't see the
first
guy.
Off,
I couldn't see the guy until he rolled down the window.
First off, Brendan wouldn't have been down in that area to begin with.
Right.
Right. Maybe I'd have just pretended I didn't notice him. Just kept driving.
Here's what I did. Hey.
I mean, his car was literally a foot from my car. It's a small. I didn't see your giant Cadillac.
Here's the thing. There. That just happened to me recently. Back in November. So, quite the opposite. So, you were in an industrial area in the city. You got...
Shitty part of town.
You got a car.
Creepy car.
Creepy car on rims, tinted windows. Looks like a gangbanger car.
Yeah.
Stereotypical or not.
Right.
That's the first thing that's going to come through most people's heads. I don't give a fuck what you say. Yeah. You can't say that. Well, I just fucking said it. So here's the deal. Window starts rolling down. You stop, roll down your window. Me, I tell you right now, I would have drove off without even looking at him. I just kept looking straight like I didn't fucking see him and kept driving. Because you know why? Back in November, me and Mike, went to the shooting range out in Highland, Illinois. You ever been to Highland, Illinois?
No, I don't know where the fuck that is.
Brendan knows where Highland, Illinois is.
No, it's north of here. I don't really know.
There's nothing out there.
Out in the country somewhere.
The shooting range is out in the middle of nowhere.
Where shooting ranges should be.
Yes. We were sighting in our ARs.
Is it an outdoor one?
Yes, it was an outdoor because we were sighting in our ARs to go for deer hunting. I'm leaving on this fucking back road out of the shooting range. I come up. It's a four-way stop. And a car comes, and he stopped across from me. Yeah. And he comes. He's going through the intersection slow. Now, I'm in Highland, rural area. Obviously a white guy. I can see through his windows because he ain't tenant. It's just a normal car. I don't even know what it was. Four-door, whatever. He slows up on me and starts rolling his window down, and I go, I just drove the fuck off. Bitch, I ain't got time for you. That's how much I avoid people that I don't know. So you did it, and you know what I mean? So not only did nothing would do with not feeling safe. Right. I'm like, I'm not talking to this guy. And I just drove off. Because you know why I wasn't going to talk to him? Because he was going to ask me something.
Right.
That I didn't have an answer for him.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that area. Unless he was going to say, hey, where's the shooting range? I'd be like, just keep going straight, bro. But I don't know. Because I just drove off like I didn't see him. And I know that guy was like, fuck, I know he see me because I made eye contact with him. I don't fucking care. I drove off.
Yeah.
So in your situation, I would have sped the fuck off.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That's just me.
See, Steve, I'm a nice guy.
So am I. I'm a very nice guy.
I'm a nice asshole.
Just to strangers. Common strangers. Like I said, you put me in a show at a club, metal show, whatever, and anybody in that room can come and talk to me, and I will be super nice. Because we all have something in common. We're all there for the same reason. Now, that doesn't mean I won't think you're an asshole if you're an asshole, but you can approach me and be like, maybe because I'm wearing, like right now, I'm wearing a Destroyer 666 shirt. Maybe I'm wearing this shirt at the show, at a goat whore show. Hey, man, I like that Destroyer 666 shirt. Where'd you go? Like, oh, I got it. Well, I seen him in Kansas City. You know, I won't just be like, you know, online. You know, I have a conversation about it. Or, did you hear their new album? Yeah, I'll have a conversation. Anywhere else, you come up to me, I freak out because it's like, I don't want to talk to you because I don't know you.
See, and that's,
is that weird?
There's a difference between me and you. Is, you know how I said I'll judge someone in the first 5 seconds, yay or nay kind of a thing?
Yeah.
Here's the one thing. I'll always give them that chance, though. Even if
I do too.
Even
I
if
always.
They, if they don't look like someone, you know, or this or that, or any reason, no matter what, I'll always give them at least one good chance.
No, I agree. You know? I do the same thing.
I would never be like, nah, fuck that guy.
No.
You know, because you never know. It could be super cool.
I've done that. I do that all the time. I'll give someone a chance.
Except when they pull up to your car.
Except when you pull up to my car. I'm riding the fuck off. Sorry. You know? But no, and like if someone walks up in that situation, I don't know. I guess I'm just more open because I know we'll have something to talk about even though I don't know you.
Right.
Because most times, I mean, I don't go out. I don't go to fucking bars that much. It's very rarely.
I was kind of hoping the guy was trying to just sell me some weed or something.
Right. Yeah, well, fuck yeah. Yeah, let's talk, buddy.
Not that anyone driving a 88 Cadillac DeVille would sell weed.
Is automatically a dope dealer, right.
But
if you happen to be,
it's good
Travis job. Was going to be like, cool. I don't know. I mean, how do you feel, Brendan, when people don't walk up to you? They can already fucking tell by looking at you.
Yeah.
They're like, excuse me.
Hopefully.
They go, excuse me.
They see him
Brendan
walking
looks
out,
at him. They go, never mind.
They see him walking down the street, and they like cross over to the other
side. Yeah, they cross the sidewalk. They're like, we're going to the other side of the fucking street.
Yeah.
What would you do if someone pulled up? Just in a normal. I'm sure people ask you shit all the time at work.
Yeah.
Well, in that situation, you probably have to be nice because you're at work. That's different.
But probably just make the.
You'd probably do this, and they'd probably just leave. They'd be like, all right, never mind. Yeah. You'd just be like,
start stuttering. And like, we'll ask the next guy.
Excuse me, do you know how much further the McDonald's is? Brian's like, they're like, forget it. We'll figure it out. Fucking what a weird, what a goddamn weirdo.
They gave him a driver's license.
They're like, Jesus Christ, here, sir, would you like a candy bar?
Yeah, I'll probably just try to be nice and make the conversation as short as possible.
Well, maybe we're assholes all down, except for you, Travis. You're the only nice one.
He's the only one who gets shot in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bob.
Not this kid. Nice. You're going to have to shoot me in the back of the head while I'm running like a motherfucker. Shit.
I like when I do that to John. You're talking about John at work.
Yeah.
And he's the only black guy at work. Sometimes he'll come up behind me and start just talking.
Yeah.
And I'll pull up my wallet and throw it at him like I got scared at him. he like caught it once. He's like, whoa.
He's like, okay. Well, it's like the other day here. You're like this, Brendan. So we have a fast clear when we're clear coating stuff. Then we use it on smaller parts because at 15 minutes, it's ready to go. And it's called HPC. That's the name of the clear.
Uh-huh.
Instead of saying speed clear, fast clear, John always calls it by the name. I'm going to HPC it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's like a verb.
Yeah. So Travis came around the corner because John had said, he goes, I'm going to HPC your car, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
We need this car to go.
Yeah, we need it to go. So he's going to HPC this fucking thing so it can come out quick and be ready to get hands on. And Travis comes around the corner. He's like, did he KFC that fucking car yet? I told John, I was like, hey, he just asked if you KFC'd that car. And John's like, man, that's fucked up. I mean, way to pick three letters as a throw at it, you know what I mean? No, he's a cool guy. I love working with him. Real quick, before we get into the music, I'm going to ask both of y'all something. Since we were talking about you peeing into drinks, it's what made me think about this. Do you guys pee in the shower?
I'll let Brendan answer this one first.
Yeah.
Okay. Travis?
Everyone does. If you don't, you're weird.
Okay. My wife yelled at me because I pee in the shower.
It's not like who doesn't? It's not like you're peeing all over the tile or over the curtain.
You're aiming towards the drain.
Correct.
Yeah. Assumably.
That is, you know what? Right there. I need to know from everybody if that's weird or not. I mean, I guess I can see for a girl it'd be kind of weird because it might just run all down your legs.
Yeah.
But for a guy, it's...
We stand all the time and pee. Yeah. Well, I don't, but...
Well, we just established that.
I stand more... So, I just thought about this. I stand in the shower and pee more often than I stand at the toilet and pee.
Oh, wow. That's the new fun fact. The only time Travis is standing and peeing, he's in the shower.
Hells yeah. Or in the woods.
Or in the woods, yeah. Come out and Travis is sitting on the ground. What are you doing? I'm peeing. Yeah, okay. I'm just making sure I'm not the fucking weirdo here.
I think for guy, maybe it's just a guy thing.
Maybe it is. Like I said, I can see for a woman that'd suck to have to piss all down your leg.
Yeah. My wife said she pees in the shower, though. I asked her.
Your wife's nasty.
Yeah.
I've met her. She's nasty. I'm in a lot of trouble when she hears this episode.
But in a good way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. God, calm down. I'm just hit the bottom of the table.
Yeah. Oh, man. Jeez. Call me. Let's play something, Brendan.
All right. This is going to be New Disorder playing the song Deception.
We'll be right back.
That was Deception by New Disorder. They are from Rome, Italy, and you can find them at newdisorder.it.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Where's the weirdest place you ever peed?
Weirdest place I've ever peed?
That's a good question. I don't think I have any weird ones.
Jeez, weirdest place I've ever peed.
I guess the shower, according to your wife.
Yeah, according to her, but in reality... Man, I don't know.
I'm at the pee in the woods when you're
peed in the woods.
Or camping.
No, I can't say that.
I mean, I peed in that bottle. I guess that's the weirdest place I ever peed.
Fuck it. When I lived in Italy. Now, I've had some fun places I've peed, but here's probably the weirdest. I don't know if it's considered the weirdest, but I.
This is gonna get weird.
I've got three. I'm gonna give you
three.
I'm gonna give you three.
Jesus.
You ready? First, my bathroom when I lived in Italy was downstairs. We had a bathroom upstairs, but it was my mom and my stepdad's.
Right.
So I would go in there in the middle of the night and I'd piss in their sink.
for why? Just
because I wasn't allowed to use their bathroom. So if I pissed in their toilet, you would hear it.
Right.
So I'd piss in the sink. So I wouldn't have to go all the way downstairs. All
right.
So there's a chance they might hear this episode if they're listening. Sorry, but I did. Wow. Piss on it. If I get up in the middle of the night, I'd piss in your sink. One time, they were still up downstairs. So you don't, the houses there when I lived in Italy don't have air conditioning. Most of them do not have air conditioning.
Right.
So during the summer, you slept with the windows open and fans.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking hot over there. So I decided I didn't want to walk all the way downstairs. So I pissed through the screen.
Through the screen?
Yeah, because you couldn't take the screen out.
You couldn't move the screen out?
Nope. So I pissed through it.
Now, did that work it? Did it make it through or did it splatter back?
No, it made it through.
Like the whole stream?
Yeah, it was going through.
Okay.
There may have been a little bit of splash back. I mean, you're gonna have a little bit, but not. I mean, there was nothing to even clean up on the windowsill. Right. That's how much went through.
Yeah.
Pissed through. So it's going through the window. And right in the backyard, there was a little bit, like around the border of the house was a sidewalk. Now, in Italy, you don't have yards like you do here. Uh-huh. The yards are fucking super small.
Sure.
So, but you had a sidewalk that kind of went all the way around the perimeter of the house. And then you had grass, but the grass is like practically nothing. So my piss ain't making it over the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. It's hitting the concrete down below.
Yeah.
So I said, this is the summertime. So all the windows are open. Mm-hmm. I remember pissing and hearing it. It's like, you know, it's like
hitting the concrete.
Smacking the concrete. Yeah, because I'm up on the second story. It's just fucking smacking that concrete. And then I see a shadow because I could see reflections of the light out in the yard. You know, coming down because you got your
from
lights
your window. Yeah.
From the windows downstairs.
Oh, okay.
Well, I see my stepdad looking out the window to see what the fuck was going on because I guess he could hear this shit splattering. But I had stopped by the time he actually made it there to look. Yeah. And I could see his shadow, like looking around, like trying to figure out what that fucking noise was.
What was that?
He doesn't realize it was me upstairs pissing out of my window. He never said anything. So I would have got in huge trouble. Huge. The third time I can think of, over in Italy again.
Is it getting worse?
This was an act of terrorism, is what I'm going to call
mine.
It.
Like mine?
Yes.
Okay.
This was guerrilla warfare at its finest. I was in the Boy Scouts. We're camping, and one of the older kids, because let's see, I was in sixth grade. This is sixth grade at the time. One of the older kids who was a freshman in high school, I think. He was one of the leaders or whatever, but he's still a kid.
Right.
He was being a fucking douchebag to me and my boy Pete.
Yeah.
And he did something to Pete. Pushed him down or did something, being an asshole. So we're all around the campfire, the whole troop. And me and Pete get up and walk away. Because they didn't really care if he came and gone, but most of the people were there. So we went all the way back to the tents, because you can turn and see off in the distance the fire. And there was a big one, so you could see if people got up and were coming. It was like, it wasn't like pitch black. You know what I mean? You could tell people were walking around.
Sure.
But it's at night. And I walked over to that dude's tent. And he had his window unzipped on his tent. Like, the screen was there, but the window, it wasn't the doorway. It was like the opposite side of where, you know, you'd have your window where you just unzips and it's just a big screen.
Yeah.
And I pissed through that screen onto his pillow and sleeping bag.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, fuck that guy. About a year later, my buddy Peter beat him up.
Yeah.
In Boy Scouts. And like I said, this kid was like 3 or 4 years older than us. And,
right.
And he getting his ass whooped by sixth and seventh graders. But yeah, I pissed on his sleeping bag and did not get caught.
Sometimes you gotta do that.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Brendan, how about you?
I can't think of anything.
We got a nervous peer over here.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Come on, dude.
I just don't piss in weird spots.
You just don't piss?
I just piss in the
toilet. You're a robot. Forgot Brendan's a robot. He doesn't have to.
Can I pee here? Does not compute.
I piss in the toilet like a civilized human being.
Toilet.
Toilet.
Who's the toilet?
I'm a goddamn animal, apparently. So is Travis. We pee on things. We're into water sports.
So I do remember. So I don't remember this, but evidently my whole family does.
Oh shit!
When I was little, we were gonna go see grandma or somewhere. You know, I had family that lived in real rural areas and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I had to pee. You know, we're maybe only 5 minutes from somewhere, 10 minutes. But I had to pee. I was little. And so my dad pulled the car over. I was like, or just get out, go pee. So I don't know how old I was. Old enough for them to let me out of the car
by yourself,
by myself, and go pee. So what I do is I get out of the car, walk to the front of the car, face the highway, drop my pants, and piss on the highway.
Jesus Christ. And they didn't stop you. They just let it happen?
Well, once you start, you can't stop.
You're right.
Can you imagine seeing some
little boy fucking dick hanging out, pissing all over the highway? Could you imagine the implications nowadays? Oh, man.
I did do that. Huh? I didn't know, though.
Yeah, you didn't know any better. You're a little kid. All right.
Brennan. Okay, let's play a song by Friendly Fire. Name of this song is Push Slow. That was Push Slow by Friendly Fire. They're out of Jacksonville, Florida. And you can find them at friendlyfireofficial.bandcamp.com.
All right.
This next band, I was super excited about. I was following them on Facebook, and I was following their label. And I think I was following their label first, to be honest with you. And the label was promoting them because they had a new album coming out. And I was like, ooh, black metal from the U.S. Check it out. Checked it out. I was like, because they had released, whatever the single was or whatever that they were letting you listen to. I mean, is that what you call that when you release the first song over the internet for people to listen to? Would you consider that a single? I don't know. Either way. So I'm listening. I was like, God damn, these guys are fucking awesome. Really like this. So I like their page, and I even found them, and I'm like, definitely buy this record when it comes out. And in the meantime, I guess I forgot that they were on this particular label, but the label kept popping up on Facebook, so I sent them a request to get promos from them. And lo and behold, they, you know, they accept. Cool. They're sending me promos, and then I get this album as a promo, and I like totally forgot that they were, you know, in the same, they were together. So when I saw it come over, I'm like, oh my God, fuck yeah. I was like, I'm wanting to hear this, which I'm still planning on buying the record, but I was like very excited to get an advanced copy and be able to hear it.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to get it on vinyl, because that's fuck the only thing I seem like I buy anymore.
Cool thing to do.
Yeah.
Dork.
Fuck you. But.
Cassettes are coming back.
They are coming back. That's a
Why?
Big.
Why?
I don't know.
Cassettes are evil. They're terrible. They're the worst invention ever.
I know, but they're coming back, baby.
Jesus, I hate them.
The vinyl. I like the vinyls. I like having the big fucking artwork. I like having.
Yeah.
I like all that.
That's the best part. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so I was very excited to get this as an advanced copy. I was just like, oh, this is fucking awesome.
Anyway, the name of this band is Cultus Profano, and the name of the song is Conventus Espet.
We'll be right back.
That was Cultus Profano with their song Conventus Espat. They're from Los Angeles, California, and you can find them at cultusprofano.bandcamp.com.
Yes. Get out there and get their shit. God damn it. Great, great, great black metal.
All right. Next, we have the Hi-Fi Ninja with the song Puncture Wound. That was Puncture Wound by the Hi-Fi Ninja. They're out of Paducah, Kentucky, and you can find them at facebook.com/thehifininja.
Yes. Shout out to Snub Records for sending us that. Love those guys.
Word.
Sorry.
Word.
Word. To your mother. Word to your mother.
The next band is called To Fear the Fall, and the name of the song is A Better Way to Waste Away.
Drive! Now I gotta be the one to say it's not okay.
That was A Better Way to Waste Away by To Fear the Fall. They are from East Haven, Connecticut, and you can find them at tofearthefall.bandcamp.com.
Get on there and check them out. If you are in a metal band, punk band, hardcore band, independent, unsigned, send us your info and a song to empathicradio@gmail.com so we can get you on the show. We obviously do not charge. I don't know if people think that we do or we make money at this. We do not. If you want some free stickers of the show, send your home address to empathicradio@gmail.com and we'll send you some on us. We are on Instagram, @empathicradio. I'm on Instagram, @empathicasmitty. You cannot find Travis or Brennan anywhere. They are ghost. We have a Facebook group called Empathic Radio Group. We would love for you
guys. Mainly you.
It is me. If you see it says Empathica Radio and we're commenting, it's me.
Remember when you were telling me about it? I was like, what is that?
Yeah, Travis doesn't even know. Brennan actually is on there.
I've actually looked at it.
He's on there because he has a Facebook account. He just refuses to fucking comment on anything.
Yeah, I don't.
I can get his brother to. I can't get him to. Join it because it's just a public group. We'd love to hear from you. We want to be as interactive as with our listeners as we can. We just bullshit about music. I can bullshit about anything. I don't care. Get on there. If you like an episode, you know, don't like. If you like what we're doing, we don't. Let us know. Like some of the bands. You want to hear more of something, you know, I can get a hold of these bands and dig up more music or whatever. Let us know. Shit. We're on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio. Subscribe. Follow. Don't miss out on our shows. Please. It would make Travis very happy.
You done yet?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. All right, the last band we're going to play is called Chronic Twilight. They are from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. They can be found at chronictwilight.bandcamp.com, and the name of the song is God Is Dead.
Indulge your appetite, get too fat. lusting without restraint. Black.